The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We're going to talk about Aziz Ansari, and we're going to talk about the rules of consent when it comes to sexual activity. We have Elaine Burns on the phone, the doctoral researcher in psychology at NUI Galway. I want to start though with Aoife Barry, assistant news editor of the journal.ie. First of all, for those people who are not familiar with Aziz Ansari, who is he?
Sure, well, he's a 30-something actor and a creator from the US. He comes from an Indian Muslim background, and he's someone who's got a lot of praise over the last number of years because of his series, which is called Master of None, which you can watch on Netflix. I think I've actually talked about it here on the show before, and it explores about what it is to be living in modern day America. He touches on a lot of topics to do with romance and sex and relationships. And over the weekend,
he also wrote a book, didn't he?
He wrote a book, I think it's called Modern Romance, about that, kind of dating in the Tinder age, dating in the modern age. So he's somebody who people have really looked up to and seen as a guy who's talking about what it is to be almost like a woke guy, in 2017, 2018.
And an advocate for Me Too as well.
Absolutely, yes. He's someone who has spoken out, against, I suppose you'd say sexual assault or sexism, misogyny. He's explored the issue of those topics on Master of None, and he is a guy who is somebody, again, like I say, people look up to, and people would expect to be kind of up to date on what the latest is, shall we say, on kind of human behaviour around these issues. But over the weekend, a story broke on an American site.
Yeah, he's the subject of an allegation. By one person.
Exactly.
Identity unknown.
Exactly. Now, in this case, it is a story that went up on an American website. The person is called Grace in the story, the person who's made the allegations. So she's not given her real name. She's described as a 23-year-old photographer who's from or lives in Brooklyn in New York. And Aziz Ansari is named in it. So it's kind of following the trend, if people are familiar with Me Too, which is a hashtag used on social media, where people are sharing their own stories about, consent, sexual assault, sexual harassment, everything on that spectrum in terms of that sort of behaviour and those sort of relationships. And this particular story is about the date that this woman went on with Aziz Ansari. She says she met him at an after party of the Emmys last year in 2017, and that the date swiftly became the worst experience with the man I've ever had. Now, they arranged to go on a date after they met and kind of bonded over talking about cameras. And the site, which is called Babe, they corroborated her story. They talked to some of her friends about the incident. They got the photographs, which they use in the article as well, and texts between Ansari and the woman where she texts him about her experience and tells him how she felt about it, which she really wasn't happy afterwards. She said that, you could read the whole article, a lot of it wouldn't be suitable for describing on air.
But she's not alleging sexual assault,
no,
is she?
Well, she does say that it took a while for her to feel validated that it was sexual assault. And if you look at sexual assault in terms of the American law, it can be complicated depending on the state, but essentially it's about behaviour that doesn't have the, or sexual behaviour that doesn't have the explicit consent of the party who's receiving that behaviour. So, it can you can talk about contact there, you can talk about exposure there. She recounts a lot of behaviour, sexual behaviour on the part of Aziz Ansari, and she says at various points she made it clear she didn't want things to go further. Perhaps she says she wasn't as explicit verbally as she could have been. She didn't necessarily the whole time say no. She had a very realistic situation where certain things happened, they might have moved to another level, and she was trying to tell him through her kind of verbal and non-verbal cues, I'm not really happy with this. And she recounts the whole date for this article in Babe. And as you can imagine, it's created a huge amount of talk, not just because of the fact that it involves Aziz Ansari, but because it's part of the broader discussion around the experiences that women have talking out about it. And then you also do have a famous person who he has given a statement about it, but gave a statement after the fact, so his statement wasn't included in the original piece. So it's a really interesting moment where you have social media being the place where people are going to talk about their experiences, to discuss the issue of consent,
and prosecuting and judging him perhaps necessarily having all the evidence.
Social media isn't a courtroom, so he's not being prosecuted, but obviously it is the case where he isn't interviewed in this article, so some people are obviously going to be upset about the fact that it isn't a dialogue that's taking place. It's one person's experience. On the other hand, you have people saying, well, people and women in particular have been quiet about how they've been, how they've had to behave, the behaviour they've been receiving for many decades, and now it's tidal wave because it's now time where people are speaking out. So this is part of that whole Me Too movement.
Okay, Elaine Burns, doctoral researcher in psychology at NUI Galway. I know this is an area of particular interest for you, and you've spoken to us on this programme previously about consent classes in universities. What do you make of this particular story?
Well, I think, Matt, what struck me most on rereading this article in Babe.net is that neither Grace nor Aziz Ansari understood consent. Because when I define consent, there are not only a number of elements to this definition, but also, and this is crucial for me, that in the communication of consent, it is mutual and bidirectional. And both parties in the encounter are responsible for its communication. Now, I identified, Aoife referred there to a point in which Grace was verbal and verbalised what she was feeling. She said, and I quote, "I stood up and said, no, I don't think I'm ready to do this. I really don't think I'm going to do this." Before that point, I identified 17 points at which Grace could clearly and unambiguously have indicated that she was not only unwilling, but that she didn't want a sexual encounter with Ansari. From his perspective then, I identified 9 points that should have indicated, or 9 particular instances in her recounting of what happened that night, 9 instances that should have indicated to him that the person he was with didn't want what was occurring. And indeed, a couple of those should have been red flags to him. You know, subsequent to this, and I found this concerning, she said, "I remember saying, you guys are all the same, you guys are all the effing same." So that indicates to me, unfortunately, that there may have been a pattern of experiences such as this for Grace.
Well, if you look at, you know, social media, the people responding to it, it's not just this individual woman who says she's experienced this. You know, friends of mine, people I talk to, mm-hmm. people you see on Twitter who are sharing the story are saying, this is something that I've experienced too. You know, this isn't a one-off situation where a woman finds herself in a situation where she's thinking, I kind of don't really want to be here, but I don't know how to get out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. It seems like it's, you know, this is why I think it's striking a chord. And in some ways, it's unfortunate that it is maybe this situation that's striking a chord, because there are kind of questions maybe asked about the reporting of it. You know, it's not maybe like the New York Times reporting of Harvey Weinstein, where there was a lot of work went into it in terms of corroborating it. Again, you have a slightly different situation here, but what you do have is a situation that lots of people feel like they've gone through. That's why there's so much discussion.
Okay, and I know this is very sensitive, we have to be very careful in relation to this, but Elaine Burns, I suppose, I mean, who... Have either party remembered exactly what happened, the sequence of events? Do people remember these circumstances necessarily accurately? Are they always truthful in the retelling of what may have happened in a room where there was nobody else present?
Well, that's one of the issues. It's his word against hers, her word against his. And again, I'm coming back to it, Matt, she does refer to alcohol. We don't know how much alcohol was consumed. But again, and I've said this to you before, this situation that she found herself in on this particular night, when she was appraising it, and she does refer to, she needed, as Aoife has said, she needed validation from her friends that what she experienced was a violation. And this is something that Nolene Blackwell from DRCC has repeatedly articulated as well. That somebody feels they cannot articulate precisely what happened to them, but something happened that didn't feel right. And for Grace, if something happened that night that didn't feel right for her, then she was violated.
But is it fair to Aziz Ansari, because he's a well-known person, that this is put out into the public domain and that his accuser has chosen this way to do so?
Well, I'm quite uneasy when presented with a story such as this from one perspective. When the article states quite clearly that Babe.net have decided against using her real name to, and I quote, "to protect her identity because she is not a public figure." Now, I think regardless of gender or regardless of which side of the story is being presented here, to only regard someone's anonymity as worthy of protection solely based on whether or not they're a public figure is troublesome.
Yeah, I think these kind of situations do bring up really major questions in terms of reporting and in terms of reading about these stories, because, you know, I if you kind of zoom out a bit, I can see why all of this is happening, why there's such a huge tidal wave, because it's people pushing back at, you know, at a system and at a culture and at things that women in particular have had to put up with for, again, like we said, you know, centuries in terms of behaviour and sexual behaviour. So now finally people are saying, I have my space, I'm going to say it. But at the same time, you know, when you have a one-sided situation, we'll say, in terms of the reporting, some people are just not going to believe that at all. Some people are going to have serious issues with listening to it. You know, people are going to ask why some people didn't report things or why they didn't go to court. Again, you can look at the prosecution rates for rape. You can look at the, you know, for evidence of why people might not go report things. You can look at the many stories that you read about women who've been attacked, brutalized because they turned down sex with men. You know, so you can see all these reasons all converging together to create this huge tidal wave.
Well, a final point to you, Elaine Burns. Can you have a situation whereby the sex at the time or the sexual activity may have been consensual, but then something happens in the relationship afterwards and somebody decides it wasn't consensual, or because they discussed something with friends, they then decide that was something that they may have been all right with wasn't all right.
I think from reading the article, there were dynamics at play here as well. She was very excited to be going out with what she perceived as being a celebrity. So there was an element of that as well. Maybe that may have coloured her behaviour. There was a power dynamic at play. She was 22, he was 34. That there were some behaviours, and this is something, when I'm defining consent, how important it is that consent is ongoing. It would appear that she consensually, agreed to engage in some activity, but if the consent is, if it isn't ongoing, if Aziz wasn't saying, and at one stage he did say, "Are you okay?" That's probably not enough. For her in that situation, I think it's safest for him to say, "Are you sure you want to do this?"
Elaine Burns,
more specific.
From NUI Galway, Aoife Barry from thejournal.ie. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.